The Gemara says on Daf Ayin Hem Beis Tanya Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Omer Minayin Lenoisha B'Chaver Amana Ben Ragel Hakam Mashalim Shasal Hakam Mashalim Tamalayim Neshach Chaldam Rashi Yishach Afilu Dibor Aser. So the Gemara learns from here that there's a Issa Ribis even B'Dvarim, even by saying something that you don't normally say, there's a certain Hanan that, and that would be considered Ribis, and that's how it's paskened in Shulchan Aruch and Simuk of Samach. So if you're out, Vim Loyer Ragel Lahakam Mashalim Asal Hakam Loy, not allowed to be Makam Lashalim. And based upon this, the Peskim write that the Pasha says that it would be usur to say thank you to the Malva. Somebody lends you money, then you pay him back. Not allowed to say thank you. Thank you would be Ribbis Dvarim. You're being Makar Teif to him. And that would be Michal and Issa Ribbis Dvarim. But Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, a famous tshuva that was printed in the Maria in 1975. And in this tshuva, Shlomo Zalman says that he holds that it's mutter to say thank you, and one should say thank you. You have to be Makar Teif to the Malva, and Hakar Teif is Mechad to say thank you, and that's not a problem, Ribbis Dvarim. Just saying thank you is not considered a Hanah that would be Ribbis Dvarim. And he says that people are Machmer not to say thank you, and instead they say Tiskel Mitzvahs, and he held that that's a problem. He said Tiskel Mitzvahs is worse, because that's Mamash giving him a bracha, that's Ribbis Dvarim. But to say thank you, that's just showing there being Makar Teif, and that would not be an issue of Ribbis. So Shlomo Zalman says you could say thank you, that would not be a problem. There's a Yedudik Amaisa with Rabbi Rucham that Rabbi Shimon Schwab, who was learning in the Mir at the time, he had to go home for Pesach Ben Azmanim, and he didn't have money to go home, and Rabbi Rucham used to lend money to the Racham, so Rabbi Rucham lent him money for the expenses, and then the Racham would pay him back when they came back. So when Rabbi Shimon Schwab came back, he paid him back the money that he lent him, and he said, thank you. And Rabbi Rucham got upset at him. He said, how are you saying thank you? It's a Shaila Ribbis Dvarim. You can't say thank you. So, that was the end of that. Now, later on, at another time, he went home again. He needed money. He borrowed money from Yeruchim. And this time, when he came back, he learned his lesson. And when he returned the money, he didn't say anything. He just gave back the money. And Yeruchim looked at him, and he said, where's your Karas HaTayif? Why aren't you saying thank you? So, Schwab asked him. He said, well, last time you told me I can't say thank you because of Ribbis Dvarim. And Yeruchim told him, he says, Anachanami, you can't say thank you. Saying thank you is Ribbis Dvarim, but there's a Chiyav HaKaras HaTayiv, and at least I need to see on your face, I need to see in your body language that you're Makar Teiv and you want to say thank you, but you're just not doing it because of the Halacha. And that was the nuance he was trying to teach him, that you can't actually say thank you, but that the feeling of HaKaras HaTayiv should be nicker than something that you want to do. But I'll call upon him that what he was saying is L'chari not so Pashit, because of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Pasha says is saying thank you would be mutter, that would not be nichol in Ribbis Dvarim. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan understood that thank you would also be nichol in Ribbis Dvarim. But the truth is, this interesting thing that happened, that after this shtickle was, the tshuva was published from Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Maria, he said that he was chayzer from this psak, because he said he saw in the Beis Yosef, and really more befeish on the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Hilchos Ribbis and Siftes. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says befeish that one is not allowed to be mitter to the malva. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said when he saw that, he realized that what he's saying is not correct, and he wants to be chayzer from his psak. And he said that even though misvara he held that it's mutter, one could be maida and one should be maida, but since the Shulchan Aruch Rav said not to, so he's being chayzer from the psak, and he asked Maria to publish it, he was being chayzer from it. And Lamaisa in the tshuva Simcha Shlaima, where they print this tshuva, in Simcha Zayin, they bring the tshuva where he says that saying thank you is mutter, but in the footnote on the bottom they say that Kedua Chazav Rabbeinu Alpid the Rebbe Seisef and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he said the Yistaka Chazav from the Psak, and he held the one should not say thank you. So Lafi that would stem with what Rucham is saying, that saying thank you is Taka Asa. So it might depend a little bit on what type of thank you is given. Is it a regular thank you or more shtak than that? But Alkopanim, the Paiskim are Chayshish, by saying thank you, there could be an issue of Ribbis Dvarim.